Taking a look at weather conditions across the country, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Taking a look at weather conditions across the country for this week, we are expecting drier conditions, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Much of the nation has moved into a fairly dry weather regime. Really, the only exceptions for the rest of this week will be some rain showers and even some high elevation wet snow across the eastern part of the country. And we'll be looking at some showers moving inland from the Pacific Northwest, eventually reaching as far east as the northern plains. But that's about it for meaningful precipitation for the remainder of this week. And it is notable that all areas stretching roughly from California to the central and southern Great Plains are expecting dry weather through the end of the week. So you think about areas that are still experiencing drought impacts. That is a concern, especially when you consider that temperatures are rising in that area. We could see temperatures by the end of the week up near 90 degrees as far north as the central plains, parts of Kansas, maybe even into southwestern Nebraska.
And as for a look into next week with a forecast for across the country,
this covers the period from April 15th through the 21st. And after that very dynamic start to April, we've moved into a more benign weather pattern. In terms of temperatures from April 15th through the 21st, we are expecting near or above normal temperatures nearly nationwide. Any cool air that is lurking is likely to remain focused across the northern United States, primarily the Great Lakes and northeastern states. Now, in terms of precipitation, a large chunk of the country expecting either near or below normal precipitation from April 15th through the 21st. Greatest likelihood of those dry conditions will be in the west and across the peninsula of Florida. Now, if we do see any wetness, it will likely stretch from parts of the southern plains on through some of those flooded areas in the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast. But the odds on that forecast are not particularly high, suggesting that there will be no major storms as we move beyond mid-April.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.